A play that graced the stage at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival a year ago will play on Broadway in the coming months. All the Way, a play about 36th President Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ, came out of an ongoing history project at the Shakespeare Festival. Its Broadway run is directed by OSF Artistic Director Bill Rausch, with Bryan Cranston of Breaking Bad fame on TV playing the lead role. Bill Rausch is the Artistic Director, is our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Bill, good to have you back.
It's great to be back.
So tell us about the project. American Revolutions is the overall project. And so what was the overall goal of that?
American Revolutions was designed to look at moments of change in our country's past, inspired by Shakespeare's history cycle of plays that looked at his own country's history. We wanted to create a body of work that was epic in scale and that really looked at the past in order to better illuminate the present and the future.
That must be a daunting commission to a playwright, to make this as big as Shakespeare's history cycle.
Well,
here you go. You're loose.
So often playwrights today are told, keep it small, 2-3 actors, 4 actors at the most. That way it'll get produced. And one of the great joys of having the largest resident acting company in the country is that we can say to playwrights, you tell the story the way you need to tell it, whatever scale you need to tell it, as many actors as you need. So All the Way, for instance, has 17 actors in it, which is very rare for a non-musical play these days.
Is that the real financial dynamic now? Is it to get a play produced, it's like 3 or 4 actors and don't
I think
go bigger than that?
I think that's the case for many, many arts organizations, many companies.
Wow.
But we are lucky that we have such a robust audience that comes and sees large-scale classical work and new work.
So in commissioning the plays for the American Revolution's history cycle, then do you say to the playwright, we want to do something on this character, or we want to do something on this period in history? What is the charge given to the playwright?
Well, the whole program, American Revolutions, is run by Allison Carey, my very brilliant colleague. And Allison was clear from the very beginning that we needed to really trust the playwrights and their instincts. So we pick the artists that we're excited about, and we ask them to think about what they want to write about. We'll connect them with historians to talk about possible topics, or once they've settled on a topic, to dig ever deeper into that topic. But it's really up to the writer. And Robert Schenken, who wrote All the Way, was one of the first writers we reached out to when we first conceived the program. And he was very clear from the very beginning, I want to write about LBJ. He's a Texan, and he just he was fascinated by this man. And Robert actually talks about the fact that when he was a very young man, his father needed to go to LBJ to get permission to start a public radio, television station, in Texas. And so LBJ was kind of a family hero because he gave the permission. Then when Robert was a little older, he had brothers who were of draft age, Vietnam, and LBJ became kind of a villain in the family. And then as he became a working artist with young children, he started to appreciate some of the social net programs that LBJ had set up. So he's had a roller coaster of emotions about this president, and he has packed it all into this play.
So did Robert Schenken get into the huge Robert Caro volumes about LBJ, or was it something that he sort of knew all through his cells from being in Texas all that time?
Robert's done more research. He knows more about LBJ. He's met with one of LBJ's daughters. He spent a lot of time at the Presidential Library. He's read everything you can read. But of course it's all based on history, but it's a work of art. So it's Robert's interpretation of the man.
In getting All the Way into other venues, it's been in Cambridge at Artist Repertory Theater?
The American Repertory
American
Theater.
American Repertory Theater,
yes.
Okay. For a couple of months now?
It was. It played in September and October,
mm-hmm.
You bet.
And so was that the first off Broadway production?
It was indeed. Mm-hmm. We were very lucky. You know, there was a lot of enthusiasm about this play when we ran it here in Ashland last year. The designers and the acting company that interpreted it, it was just such an extraordinary production in terms of the quality of the work of those artists. And so there were many, many theaters who were interested in producing it. Of course, Robert, as the playwright, decides what happens with the play's future. And he made the choice to do it next at the American Repertory Theater. And that was an extra treat for me because it's the resident theater at Harvard University where I was a student. So to go back to where I went to school and be directing on the same stage that I had done some student work 30 years later was very powerful, as you can imagine.
A bit of a homecoming, sure.
Very much so. Uh-huh. You bet.
Did the place look at anything like it looked on the day when you were there?
Oh, every corner I would turn, every door I would open, there would be ghosts that would hit me from my student days. It was amazing.
So how did the production end up with Bryan Cranston as the star in Cambridge?
Well, we knew that we were not going to be able to have the entire OSF company continue with the play, which, of course, would have been my first choice, without a doubt. But the ART production, among other things, fell right in the middle of our season. And the vast majority of actors who were in All the Way were working in the season this year. And so we wanted a largely East Coast-based cast, and the idea of getting a larger-than-life actor to play the role made good sense to everybody involved. And so we reached out to Bryan Cranston, and to our great joy, he said yes.
Bill Rausch is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the staging of All the Way, a play that was born at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, coming to Broadway in the weeks ahead with Bryan Cranston of Breaking Bad fame as the star playing LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson. You can join us here in the Exchange to talk about this project or other issues you might have with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and the season just completed a couple of days ago. I didn't mean issues, but I meant
other questions. I was going to say issues, yeah. Issues.
What issues do you have with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival? 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area in the road. Valley 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Back to the basic setup of a play, though, and the charges you give to the playwrights. What is the first of do you say? I guess what I'm getting to is there ever going to be a musical called Laissez-Faire about Calvin Coolidge's time in the White House or something? You know, I mean, there are some periods of American history that are really not terribly interesting to go after, right?
Well, what Allison and I discussed was that early in the cycle, and we've commissioned just over now half the projects, we're thinking 37. It's the magic number in the Shakespeare canon. Uh-huh. So we thought 37 new plays that look at moments of change in U.S. history. That early in the cycle, we wanted to really trust the playwright's impulses and let them write about whatever they wanted to write about. As the cycle goes into its second half, and especially the last couple of years, if we feel like there are real gaping holes in terms of U.S. history that have not been looked at, that we're excited to look at as a producing organization, we might curate. You know, we might say to a group of writers and anybody interested in any of these topics.
All right, so there actually could be a play on the Hawley Smoot Tariff at some point. But
there could indeed. There could indeed. And you'll be in the front row, I trust.
Yes, I will be there. Just make some good songs about the tariff process.
You work on those rhymes and let me know.
Now there's a charge.
Sheriff, tariff, there's a lot. There's a lot of possibility.
All right, I'm going to start writing notes here. Yeah, this is our first creative session here. The process of trying to play a character of the magnitude of LBJ, this is not only a huge figure in American history, but also a figure that probably a lot of the theater-going audience still remembers.
Sure.
You don't have to be that old to remember LBJ's presidency.
Go ahead, please, with your question.
So the question is, I mean, how do you get somebody to inhabit this role without doing an impression?
Well, what's so fascinating about LBJ is that his public persona was quite dry and quite almost stoic and very, very serious. And that's the way, of course, many people remember him. But LBJ, anybody who's read anything about him or listened to any of the tapes from his White House days know that LBJ in real life was very energized, a great storyteller, quite coarse, and a real character. And Robert captures that so effectively, the private LBJ. And both Jack Willis, who originated the role here in Ashland and who is going to play LBJ in the sequel that we're producing next year, The Great Society, which I can talk more about, Jack and now Bryan, both really tap into that just incredible life force of the man.
I must admit, when I first thought about Bryan Cranston as LBJ, I thought, boy, that's a bit of a stretch. But then I saw the American Repertory Theater web picture where they cut off the top of Bryan Cranston's head in the picture. And boy, he does look like LBJ.
It's actually quite quite uncanny. He really looks a lot like him.
So I imagine, though, in a process like this where there are those of us who are old enough to remember LBJ, that there's a certain amount of swapping of stories and things that goes on in the creative process about, oh, yeah, remember when he did this, or picking up the dogs by the ears, blah, 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 whatever.
Absolutely. And, you know, the play is packed with other historical figures, too. You know, Martin Luther King and Hubert Humphrey, and the list goes on and on. The, you know, Stokely Carmichael, the entire cast of characters are people that either are remembered vividly or should be remembered vividly.
Bill Rausch is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the artistic director at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. We're talking about primarily at this point about the program, the play, All the Way Going to Broadway, with Bryan Cranston in the lead role as Lyndon Baines Johnson. But we can also talk more about the Oregon Shakespeare Festival season just completed. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Is the play then that just closed in Cambridge and is about to open in New York, is it essentially the same as the one that was here at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival?
You know, that's a great question, because it was such a successful play here in Ashland, and audiences, the company, all of us were so energized and so proud of it that I thought the play was really finished. But Robert Schenken continued to work and made a lot of changes in Cambridge and is making another batch of changes for New York. And he is making the play stronger, more muscular, tighter. It's really been inspiring to watch him take an already extraordinary play, a play that won a bunch of awards, and hone it and make it even better.
When you describe this, it sounds like a bit of an overhaul then. I mean, are we talking about entire scenes coming out?
There have been some scenes that have been cut. There are new things that have been added. So, you know, it is still very much the same story that audiences experienced in Ashland, but he has refined it and strengthened it.
So he's made changes. So there's certainly changes in the script then. And then what changes did you as a director choose to make in the Cambridge production?
Well, of course, when you've got a different group of actors, they bring new insights, new interpretations. We certainly were able to strengthen some of the physical production elements. But again, it's largely, most of the design team is the same as Ashland. So it's largely the same production. We're working right now on the projections and looking for more archival footage to put into the production and other ways to really sharpen that visual life.
And what time, this is the time span pretty much from the moment that LBJ becomes president, is that when the play begins?
It begins the day he's been sworn in. He's on Air Force One, and it ends election night in 1964. So it's the first 11 months of his presidency.
Which were certainly action-packed.
Oh, my goodness. With the passage of the Civil Rights Bill, of course, being one of the pivotal events.
Mm-hmm. Is there that famous line in the play about we can give up on the South for a generation now?
Oh, yes, yes. He says it very directly at the end of Act One.
So we're in New York. I haven't even heard theater, and I haven't even heard run dates at this point for the opening of All the Way on Broadway.
Guess what? Neither have I.
Really?
We know that it's going to open on Broadway this season, but we are still waiting for theater availability. So we're got our fingers crossed that that's going to come soon.
Mm-hmm. And are we talking about, I mean, we keep talking about this as a Broadway production. Is it necessarily going to be right in the heart of the theater district, or could it be somewhere else in town?
Well, all Broadway theaters are within a certain radius of Times Square, so it certainly will be somewhere.
All right, so this is Broadway. It's not near Broadway or slightly off Broadway, nothing like that.
It will be a commercial production on Broadway.
The issue of dealing with now we're not just talking about dealing with a member of the company as you are at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. You're talking about dealing with a guy who is a bona fide star now. Bryan Cranston became huge through Breaking Bad. Even if he's the nicest guy in the world and so forth,
which he actually is.
Good to know that. But he's probably still got handlers and other people who are running a little interference for him. So does this create any particular issues with just trying to get a hold of him in the first place and then just reach him to be able to deal with him?
No, you know, that was done through the producers and through his agent. But Robert and I got to meet with Bryan in his home and talk about the play and read a little bit. And then throughout the rehearsal process, he's just the most accessible, approachable, kind, hardworking. He was a member of the company. He was the leader of the company. As was very much Jack Willis in the OSF production. You know, it's such a Herculean role that you just got to dive in and give it your all. And that's exactly what Jack did here in Ashland and what Bryan has done in Cambridge and will continue to do in New York.
You know, certainly by virtue of the, if for no other reason, of the presidents he was bracketed between, John F. Kennedy before him and Richard Nixon after him, LBJ comes off looking a little bland, I think, between those bookends, if you don't look that carefully at him, if it's just a momentary glance at the picture, but did you gain yourself a greater appreciation of who LBJ the person was?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Through this process?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, he was extraordinary. His vision, his ambition for what this country could be, his passionate commitment to helping people who were marginalized in society was quite moving. At the same time, of course, you've got the legacy of Vietnam, and that's what so many people remember. And the shadow of Vietnam appears in All the Way. It's in the second play that we'll be doing in Ashland next summer that Vietnam begins to take over and really choke his ability to enact all the domestic programs that he was trying to enact.
Bill Rausch is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the artistic director at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. We're talking about Moving All the Way, the play on LBJ, to Broadway sometime in the near future.
Sometime soon.
Right. Coming soon. Keep watching this space. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. So here we are on Tuesday, 2 days after the festival season closed. This is the first Tuesday in months there hasn't been a play since February.
Since early February.
There hasn't been a play going on at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. So what does that feel like, this first week with less to do?
Oh, it's very bittersweet. You know, I was so proud of the work we did this season, and audiences just kept affirming that it was one of the strongest batches of plays we've ever done. People were very, very invested in the stories that we told. And I'm really proud. You know, 405,000 plus tickets were used for people to see our plays this year. And we were up 3.6% from last season in terms of attendance. And revenue was up 7.2%. So audiences really responded to the work. And, you know, I go back and see everything a final time. At closings or just before closings, and just seeing all of these plays in a concentrated period, just like a typical audience member might, it was overwhelming. You know, there were a lot of very powerful stories this season.
There, obviously, you're dealing with professional actors and a professional company, professional everything here. But are there still changes that are significant enough that by the time you see a play at the end of its run versus the beginning of it, you're going, "Wow, that was really cool what they pulled out of that"?
Every time. Every time when I see how the work grows from opening night to closing night, I'm amazed. You know, and there were a couple of the shows that I had not seen since their opening, in their entirety from beginning to end, and the growth is phenomenal. Because, of course, theater is an exchange between artist and audience. And so when you have 50, 60, up to 120 times of telling a story for a smart, passionate audience, the way the story is told is going to deepen. And it does. Man, oh, man, does it.
We can talk about the creative folks being idle at least for a little while now, because, again, this is the first Tuesday with no plays at the Shakespeare Festival since February. But obviously your job never particularly slackens off. And how, in this context, will you be handling the as-yet not time-confined dealing with All the Way on Broadway and your duties at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival?
Well, one of the reasons that I love working at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival is that I'm surrounded by brilliant colleagues. And so we have built up a strong infrastructure for when I have to be in New York. It'll just be a couple of months. And whenever that falls, I have a lot of really, really gifted colleagues who are going to step up. And I'm going to be in constant touch with the company, of course.
You've had a couple of interesting seasons here with just some challenges that are outside the bounds of what happens on the stage itself. It was a couple of years ago that you had the beam break in the Bomer, the major indoor theater, which required then the moving of the plays into a tent in Lithia Park. This past season was the first time, I think ever, that plays were canceled outdoors because of heavy smoke from forest fires.
That's right.
In the Rogue Valley. So it seems like there have been a couple of curveballs in recent years.
I think crisis brings out the best in the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and I certainly don't long for more crises, believe me. But the artists, the administrators, the production people, the audience, everybody just rallies, you know, during the beam crisis, during this smoke crisis of the summer. It's just remarkable.
Do you personally get to? I mean, is this the time where you take a week or two off and just kind of stare at the ceiling someplace, or stare at the waves hitting a beach or something?
Isn't that a nice thought?
Well, yeah, it's a nice. That's why I was asking.
My family and I will enjoy a vacation around the holidays in December. But no, in the meantime, we're working hard. You know, you talked about the artists being idle. Well, it's true that some of the actors have downtime. Although many of the actors are on our school visit program, touring around the Western states. With our robust education programs, but the production artisans are building the 2014 season in a big way. In fact, some of the sets are already done for next season. And we're also meeting and beginning to select the plays for the 2015 season. So the fun never stops.
In fact, the 2015 announcement, the next season announcement usually comes along about March, doesn't it? Like a month into the existing season?
That is historically what we've done. But the last 2 years, we've announced on February 1st, and we're hoping to hit that target again this year.
So do you have, I don't know, 8 of the 11 now or something?
Something like that, yes. Let's say that.
Keeping your cards close to the vest, I see.
Listen, it shifts. It shifts constantly. You know, we're commissioning so much new work. We've got wonderful new plays. And then which Shakespeare stories are the ones that are most urgent to tell? Everything keeps shifting, and it's quite a wonderful ride to figure that out.
All right, so All the Way coming to Broadway sometime in the next few months is all
exactly.
We know. Don't know which theater, with Bryan Cranston as LBJ, directed by Bill Rausch, the artistic director of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. And you say The Great Society is going to play this coming season at the Oregon
Shakespeare
Festival?
It's going to be in 2014. It's going to open in late July and run through the end of the season in early November.
Okay, never a dull moment for the folks at the Oregon Shakespeare
Festival.
It's
exciting, all of it.
All right, Bill Rausch, thanks so much for joining
us
once again.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Always good to have you. That'll do it for this Hour of the Jefferson Exchange. We'll revisit with Michael Kaufman in hour number two as he tells us about the conifers of the Pacific Slope. That's coming up on the Jefferson Exchange after the break.